This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not lost on anyone that marriage is a big commitment in life, and folks do want to assure themselves that their partner is just as ready for it as they are. You know, that's kind of the whole point of dating and going through the process there, and you want to make sure that you both are on the same page. But luckily, somebody figured out how to ask it in just 10 questions.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 questions you should really ask your partner before marrying them. When I was getting engaged 17 years ago, I should have paid closer attention to the red flag question that was asked of me not 20 minutes after asking my dear, delightful, darling, doting damsel of a girlfriend to marry me. Quote, how soon can I get on your insurance? End quote.
Damn.
Nothing says I want to be with you for the rest of my life more than how soon can I get on your insurance? By golly, that just made my gullible little heart go all pitter-patter.
Damn.
Oh, by the way, Mike.
Yeah.
Everyone is checking in, and they yawned.
Yes.
Like all the texts that they do, I yawned. Once Let's you brought go. It up, I started yawning. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, so these are 10 questions that you should really ask your partner before marrying them. Don't worry, these, you know, aren't
These are legitimate questions, Greg.
Not like, are you into...
Yeah.
I think that's a legitimate question.
That's a legitimate question. You got to know where the wall's at.
All right. From the window.
First one they... to the sweat drop. How do you solve problems? By the time you're considering settling down with someone, you probably know how good they are at solving the kinds of problems that you might face as a couple, but it could be worth having a candid conversation about how your problem-solving abilities work together.
But I find that once you're married, certain problems, a lot of times, a problem will arise. And my wife's solution is quite simply, Steve, and I'll handle it. And then for me, I solve a lot of problems. Like, hey, babe, and some you just know each other's strengths.
Well,
like if I'm on the computer, I can't get things to work, or there's something with the cake, anything. That's a hey, babe moment.
Well, and this is why, you know, gossip against couples tends to lean towards they haven't been through anything. It's more than just kind of that euphoric feeling of we like being together. Like, no, do you guys operate together?
But how do you answer the question, how do you solve problems?
Like, I think the problem is that you just listen. Your job as a man is not to solve any problems or fix anything or make things better, try to come up with a logical solution. You just need to let your partner vent and get it off their chest. And then after that, they'll make a logical decision based on whatever the situation is.
Yeah, depending on the problem. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If it's a problem.
And some of it's just knowing how you're going to solve problems together.
Right.
The problems with it.
That is the key, especially if you're going to have kids and things.
What kind of debt do you have?
I think that's a very fair question.
That is a very fair question. Look, if you're coming into
the relationship.
Because it's yours
to deal with.
Right. Like, I understand that you're embarrassed about the debt that you have and that you're sensitive about it. However, if I'm marrying you, I'm taking on this debt as well. So I need to know, can I climb this mountain? And am I willing to climb it with you?
Well, my brother-in-law has been married for 19 years now, but he would not marry his future wife until she cleaned up her debt.
All right.
And he's very honest about it. He just said, look, your debt's ridiculous. You know, everyone's in some debt, but he's like, this is ridiculous. Like, I'm not getting tied to this. You need to clean it up. But apparently, that's the motivation she needed. And she started taking care of her business.
Good.
Yeah.
10 questions you should really ask your partner before marrying them. Who do you think should be responsible for keeping the house clean?
What?
You.
No. We both are.
Yeah. Hey.
If we both live here, we're both responsible for it.
Exactly. Clean the damn house.
I mean, what?
You see a mess, clean it.
I would find that a very weird
Do
question.
This. Do what you would do if you lived alone.
Right.
But some people don't work that way. Like, I have plenty of friends that the wife doesn't work. Like my, you know, my one friend, he owns a company. He's like, I don't clean the house.
Sure.
Like, I bought it.
Yeah. I have found
but I'm saying, like, that's their deal.
Yeah.
I've found that people clean to their level of bother.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, which is why dudes tend to not have very clean places, just because we don't care about the mess near as much as women do. Which is why the onus is on women. No, it's not. We don't care about
clutter,
the mess that you do. Right.
And I will vacuum everything.
Now, and I have told my
wife. And I will dust everything. But my wife will constantly do the laundry. Yeah. And does. And it's like, we never have to talk about it.
Right.
Everything's kind of taken care of. We just do what we do.
And I've told my wife, like, I don't care about having to do stuff. Let me know what it is that's bothering you and I will go clean it.
Yeah.
You know, you're leaving for work for the day. I've got the household to myself. I save the cleaning for Saturday morning when I take her to work, and I've got the household to myself. That way, I can just zone in, do my thing. I get all of my cleaning done all at once. Like, what do you have for me to put on the list? I'm not going to see it. I have man eyes. I don't care about the stuff on the counter. Right. I don't care. If you do, tell me so I can get it off.
If you had eyes like the girl you like on your Taylor Joy, you'd see it all.
I could clean and read a book. Do you want kids? If so, when? I feel like that's an initial question.
I mean, do you want kids? That's a fair question. When? Like, man, I don't know.
Right.
You got to feel that S out.
Well, some people, they want it next year.
Yeah, and I feel like you would have that. I mean, even if you start seriously dating, like, that conversation comes up.
It does come up. And even my wife and I, when we talked about it, I said, man, I got no problem having kids. I was like, but let's have some fun first.
Sure.
Because once they show up, dude, you're broke and you're in it. And having kids is fantastic.
But
we had some fun before they showed up.
If you're dating with purpose, with the idea to find somebody to marry, I feel like kids,
that's crazy to me,
is something that you knock out early on to see if you're wasting your time or not. Am I crazy for that?
No, you're right. Look, you know? I know people that have done it, and they want to be on that track. And these are dudes.
Right.
They were like, I want to get married. I want to have kids.
They
would date every chance they got, and then found a girl that was like, I want to get married and have kids. They got married.
And away we go. You bet, dude. How much would you be willing to spend on big-ticket items like a mattress or a car?
What did we make?
Yeah.
Hopefully you continue to make a little bit more money each year. So, like, you buy what you can buy.
And would that stress the marriage that much? Like, well, no. I really want a very nice Porsche.
No, because it's so budgetary, right? So when my wife and I first together, like, any mattress will do, right?
Right.
Now we can make better decisions about it, and we understand that, but what car do we have? The car that she had when we met, I called it Charo, because even when you pull the keys out, it was still shaking. Right? But we've upgraded.
Right.
So you do what you can with the budget you've got.
Exactly. 10 questions that you should really ask your partner before marrying them. Can you stick to a budget, or do you oftentimes spend more than you intended to?
You would know that.
If you have a budget, you're off to a good start.
But if you're at the point that you're considering marriage, I would think you would already have an idea on that.
Sure.
Like, I don't need to ask you that. I will witness this in the time that we're dating.
Exactly. How important is sex to you? Honestly, we laugh about it. That's a decently important question.
But to me, it depends.
Correct.
Who are you having sex with? You know what I mean? The idea, like, you'll know after you have sex a few times.
Yeah,
like, I think we're going to have sex 4 days a week. Other ones, you're like, yeah, it's going to be once every 2 weeks.
Also believe that you don't meet someone in a week and get married. So you've been with a person for a year or two or three or whatever the deal is leading up to it. So you guys know your sexual prowess, so to speak, already.
Yeah, or
and
lack
the
thereof.
Time and when and the days and what is preferred and all those things. So,
and Ted's question, where is it cool for me to go with this?
Yeah, right. I think you already know that stuff going into the point where you're going to get married.
Yeah.
Right. 10 questions.
Yeah. But I mean, he's right. You're both right. Like, I feel like that's a natural conversation you would have. I don't think anybody thinks I'm going to get married and have more sex.
If you do, I mean, get that out of here.
Well, and I've known people that have abstained from sex until after they were married. And so that conversation came in. They're like, I've met people that have said that, but I have met people that have done it.
Really?
They've made it.
Man.
10 years they dated.
Damn.
They dated for 10 years and still didn't have sex.
Correct.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow.
Yeah.
If that were the deal and I liked it that much, I'd be like, I know we've been dating for a week and a half. Do you want to get married? We can get it annulled, but I'm dying to get it.
Talk about a little leaguer taking 101 mile an hour fastball. Boy, oh boy. That is not going to end well.
10 questions you should really ask your partner before marrying them. Have you ever been arrested or faced any legal trouble?
All right.
I mean, that's
fair.
You think that might have come up in conversation in the two or three
years
you were dating?
Thank you.
Yeah.
thank you. If you've been dating for 2 or 3 years, you will know about the legal trouble.
Oh, yeah, babe, I've been arrested. But right. No.
Arrested, besides, that's one thing. Legal trouble, that's another thing.
Baloney, baloney. Yeah, right.
Oh.
I mean, yes, you know that. You know if your partner's criminal.
Right.
And then the number one question that you should really ask your partner before marrying them. Oh, God. How do you feel about divorce?
Wow.
That's
how you're starting out this race?
You might want to ask them that after you've been married.
Hey!
How do you feel like having a heart attack on this half marathon? Never thought of it.
That's a tough one.
Jeez whiz.
How do you feel about it? Look, depends how this is going to go.
It's a hell of a pep talk, coach.
Nobody does, or at least should, get married with the idea of like, we're going to give this a couple years and get divorced.
Right.
Like, I would assume... Right, you don't want to get divorced. You're getting married because it's like, I really like this. I want to keep this feeling going for the rest of my life. And then things happen.
Of course. If you're going to ask that question, just draw up the prenup.
No kidding,
because that's basically what you're saying.
Nobody's jazzed about divorce. Initially.
Well, yeah.
Not initially.
Right. Initially.
There is a point. I'm jazzed.
There comes the point.
A lot of times it's more exciting than your wedding day.
Oh, no.
No, I'm being dead serious.
I know, buddy.
Because the wedding days, you're nervous. You have all these families, all these strings pulling you every different way. Divorce is like, I'm free.
It's like you're being released from prison.
I'm free.
Yeah.
Hey, can I bum a cigarette? I just got out of jail.
Right.
Let me use your cell phone.
Yeah.
Gonna go get a job back in groceries. Like,
oh
Red.
My god!
Yeah.
No, take it. No, you can take it. Take that. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.